Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, Laurinella of the High Desert here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is currently August 2nd, 2015, 11:30 p.m. The show is brought to you by Grow with Laurinella. That's my own personal online marketing services. I provide a wide variety of services relating to social media development, email outreach, public relations. I'm also a virtual assistant, and I can help you with doing research, figuring out different avenues to share your business or your services. And so I welcome you to contact me if you have any questions. Grow with Laurinella is what keeps this broadcast going. So reach out to me. You can email me at growwithlaurinella@gmail.com, or you can go to growwithlaurinella.com and you can read more about my services there, and I really appreciate it. I'm also offering advertising opportunities and promotion options at Laurinella of the High Desert. I am offering options for promotion at laurinellaofthehighdesert.com. You can check out my website. I have ample space to share your business, put up some kind of image or graphic. I post blogs regularly, so that's also an option for promotion. And there's other things as well to be promoted here on my broadcast, and it helps with the broadcast here. Laurinella of the High Desert has been getting a lot of attention, as new as it is. On Facebook, I currently have approximately 240 likes. There's constantly people in the Morongo Basin who are messaging me, inquiring about information about events. So this is really a avenue to promote your business. And as I mentioned before, I'm an online marketing consultant. I am always promoting people, even when I'm not getting paid for it. It's just what I do. It comes naturally to me. If I like what you do, then you'll probably get more for your money. I'll just say that because I'm constantly promoting businesses that port me in, businesses that I appreciate. So if you would like to learn more about promotion options, you can go to laurinellaofthehighdesert.com, or you can call me at, the phone number I have on hand. It's not at the top of my head, but you can email me at laurinellhighdesert@gmail.com, and I really appreciate it. I'm starting off the show with a piece of history about the Morongo Basin. This is coming from a booklet published by the Morongo Basin Historical Society, as well as the 29 Palms Historical Society. It is the Morongo Basin 100-Year Project from 1910 to 2010, and this is a really great booklet. You can pick it up at the Old Schoolhouse in 29 Palms for only $5. And it goes to support these groups, so I encourage you to do that. But the article that I'm reading today is coming from the year 1933, and the title is 29 Palms Public Cemetery. Here's what the article reads. In 1933, William Bill Wage, an ailing World War I veteran who came to 29 Palms in hopes of improving his health, foresaw a very practical, personal, and community need for a cemetery in 29 Palms. He initiated discussions with some of his American Legion buddies. Those initial talks led to a meeting of county officials, the local Chamber of Commerce, and other citizens at the Legion Cafe in November to discuss plans for providing a community cemetery. As a result of that meeting, a petition requesting that the County Board of Supervisors authorize the creation of the 29 Palms Cemetery District was circulated. 52 signatures were obtained, and on January 22, 1934, a petition was filed with the county. The cemetery became a public cemetery district by resolution of the County Board of Supervisors on February 19, 1934. 1934, the 20 acres of land previously donated by Bill Age were deeded to the cemetery district. The cemetery now has more than 3,977 residents and covers 30 acres, 20 of which are developed. So there's 30 acres in whole for the 29 Palm Cemetery, but 20 of them are developed, so they still have quite a bit of space available. Yes, there is a need to put the dead somewhere out here. There is ample space. I personally have heard a little bit here and there about the cemetery here in Joshua Tree. And primarily, I've heard that the cemetery here is noted for green burial services, and I haven't looked into it much. That would be something interesting to investigate on my broadcast. But believe it or not, the cemetery here in Joshua Tree is known and recognized for burial options that many other cemeteries do not offer. I was talking to someone who is involved with funeral services and related services, and so he was telling me about that. Interesting to look into. Here are some upcoming events coming in the Morongo Basin. You can find all of this information at laurenlofthehighdesert.com. I have a really cool calendar section, and my calendar has been noted by a resident. Yes, who have said that they actually refer to my calendar regularly to see what's happening. I try to keep it up to date. If there's anything coming up that you feel relates to my broadcast, which is commercial development, grassroots movement, people congregating to talk about what's happening in the Morongo Basin and nearby areas, as well as performance art, I throw that in from time to time, performance art, and you'll be hearing more about it from me. But if you have any events like that on hand, then please let me know, laurenlhighdesert@gmail.com. I know that I mentioned this last week, but I want to mention it again, that Copper Mountain College is hosting community input meetings to develop the long-term educational master plan. And this should be very fascinating because I know that education is constantly being discussed, and I have gotten into discussions about education, my experiences with it, and it always comes down to, well, someone should do something about it. And so here's your time, here's your moment to get involved and see what the process is for developing an educational plan. And so this information, again, is on my website. There will be a series of meetings throughout the next month, this month, throughout August, where residents of the Morongo Basin can meet together to discuss this educational plan. So I'll just read through the description really quickly. Copper Mountain College is asking for input from the community members to help develop their long-term educational master plan. Copper Mountain College is inviting anyone in the community to help assess how they are doing, what they can do better, and how they can better serve the community and local businesses. Copper Mountain College invites you to join them for one of their community forums for light refreshments, discussion, and dialogue at the following locations. If you are unable to attend one of the forums, Copper Mountain College would still like to hear from you. To take a quick survey, you can go to the college's website at cmccd.edu. And you can also call them at 760-366-3791. The next meeting will be taking place August 4th, which will be at the Town of Yucca Valley at the Community Center Room, 4:30 to 5:30. There will be a meeting August 5th in Landers, August 12th at the Morongo Valley Elementary School, August 19th in Joshua Tree, and August 25th in 29 Palms. Never attended one of these meetings before, so I do not have anything to comment on about it, but I encourage you to attend, even if you don't know anyone associated with the college, because I know that the college puts on a lot of really great activities here. I've taken a few classes at Copper Mountain College, and I'm really glad that it's here to offer opportunities to residents of all ages. August 5th will have a meeting that I know many of you are interested in and will probably be attending, which is the Joshua Tree National Park takeover of Eagle Mountain. This will be again August 5th, 6 p.m. at the Joshua Tree Community Center. Here's some background information on this meeting. The proposed takeover will be discussed at a public meeting from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday. I thought that I had more information about this, but apparently I don't on my calendar. But there has been a lot of information spread around on Facebook through the unofficial Joshua Tree Facebook group and a couple other groups as well. So if you do some scanning around on Facebook, I'm pretty sure that you'll find more information about it. Actually, I have an article that I'll pull up. Okay, I'll just read this now since I'm on the topic. But I did find an article from Z1077, so I will read this really quickly to you. It was published on July 31st, 2015, and the title says, Meeting Set as Joshua Tree National Park Studies Annexing Eagle Mountain Area. Morongo Basin residents will be able to give their input in person at a meeting held by the National Park Service on whether it's appropriate and feasible to add the Eagle Mountain area back within the boundary of Joshua Tree National Park. Managing editor Tammy Roloff explains how the public can weigh in on the proposal. The National Park Service is conducting a study to explore whether the Eagle Mountain area should be added back to the boundary of Joshua Tree National Park. Park Service officials will explain the study process, answer questions, and receive public input at a meeting 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, August 5th at the Joshua Tree Community Center. To participate in the online meeting and to submit comments, contact David Smith, Superintendent of Joshua Tree National Park. His phone number is 760-367-5500. So there's some background meeting or background information about the meeting. I hope you attend. Eagle Mountain is definitely an ongoing topic. I even remember when I was living outside of the Morongo Basin, I remember hearing about Eagle Mountain years ago, about the landfill issue, and I know that it's just been coming up repeatedly. So this meeting is an interesting direction for Eagle Mountain and future activity. The Yucca Mesa Community Center, this will start at 6 o'clock. They do ask for a $5 donation. It is also a potluck, so feel free to bring food or bring your own eating utensils and enjoy. There will also be a community garden meeting that day. I don't have the specific times, but there is a community garden at the Yucca Mesa Community Center that's doing relatively well and has gotten positive feedback from the community. On August 9th, there will be a Joshua Tree local food program. And this is going to be at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. taking place at the United Methodist Church in Joshua Tree. It's a fundraiser. There will be a workshop, food, booth, a garden. Should be a lot of fun. And this is hosted by Transition Joshua Tree, as well as Joshua Tree Local Food Program. That's all I have for now. But believe it or not, there's a lot coming up. And more is happening now as we get into September and the weather is beginning to cool down. A lot of groups are perking their heads back up and they're meeting together, doing their retreats to figure out what they're going to be doing for the next year. So go to my calendar, LaurenL of the High Desert.com, click on events, and you can see what's going on later in August as well as into September. I keep adding events and so you can learn more of what's happening in the area. And there is a lot happening. So be sure to mark it down on your calendar. Some local events that I went to as of recent, I'll just share with you. I went to the Joshua Tree Chamber member mixer that took place on July 31st. This was a gathering for chamber members, but it was also open to people who aren't members, so that you can become a member. And the Joshua Tree Chamber is actually a pretty interesting group because Joshua Tree is an unincorporated part of the Morongo Basin. And even though we get so many visitors here in the area visiting the park and coming out for the retreats and all kinds of events, the art gatherings, Joshua Tree is not an incorporated city. It is under the jurisdiction of the county. No official city group here to answer people's questions or give them direction on where to go if they are looking for a specific service. And so I've been communicating with chamber members and come to find out that the Joshua Tree Chamber is actually one of the most contacted groups in the area by not only locals, but by people visiting the area. Because when you search Joshua Tree, the chamber is one of the first websites that comes up on Google search when searching Joshua Tree for information. So the chamber actually gets a lot of phone calls of people asking for, again, specific services. And so it is an important group. And And so it is good that they stay active. And they so they put on this members event, and it was a tiki party. So it had a Hawaiian theme, and they had a Hawaiian t-shirt party or contest, and they had Hawaiian style food. It was a lot of fun. They also had a DJ come out from LA. His name is DJ Lee, and he played Hawaiian tune, surf rock, tiki beats directly off vinyl. So that was pretty fun to see his vinyl collection and have him play some music. He also performs with Jessica Von Rabbit. If you've seen Jessica Von Rabbit perform, a local musician in the area, he has recently been doing performances with her. So that was pretty cool to have him at the chamber meeting. But yeah, there was a really great turnout, and there were members who came and just updated everybody about what's going on and with their services and their business, and it was a really great event. So I encourage you to look more into the chamber. You can go to joshuatreechamber.org. And even though it might seem like there's not a lot of businesses out here, a lot of people think all the businesses are just right in downtown Joshua Tree. There actually are a lot of businesses here. It's just that they're hidden. A lot of them are home-based, and they don't have actual physical locations. So the chamber is a hub for these businesses. Even though you can't see them, they don't really openly promote themselves so much. The chamber does have these connections with local services and service providers. I also attended the Copper Mountain Mesa Community Center monthly breakfast. It took place on August 1st. It takes place on the first Saturday of every month. So if you want to go next month, then they will be there. And this breakfast is phenomenal. It's one of my favorite events to go to. I love to go and just sit down and talk with people and see what's the latest going on in that area. But when you get in, it's only $5, and you're handed a ticket. You're able to choose what you want to eat, and it's a great selection. You can choose a beverage. They provide you coffee. You can pick hash browns, pancakes. They have eggs that they'll cook in certain ways that you want, and then they'll provide biscuits and gravy or toast, all for $5, as well as bacon and sausage. And it's just really great to, you know, see smiling faces and say hello and, again, learn what's the latest in the area. So that was a really great event. And I actually read from Teresa Sitt from Wonder Valley that they had a record-breaking breakfast. They had just a really great turnout, which was surprising because just the day before it had rained. Many of you probably experienced that here. I was actually in the lower desert when it rained, so I just saw footage of what was happening up here, and it looked like madness. I was surprised when I actually came back here on Friday. Yeah, I came up here on Friday, and everything was clear. The roads had been swept, and there was no dirt. But to get to the Copper Mountain Mesa Community Center, it is a bit off gravel roads, or what is it, asphalt roads. So, but it was okay. The road wasn't too torn up, fortunately. On August 1st in the evening, I made it all the way out to Indio. I know this is out of the area, but I'm working with this group to promote them because I really support what they do. But there is a group called Flowbox, which is performers, circus performers, aerial performers, acrobatic type of work or performance. They do juggling and aerial silk, lyra. They clown, do a lot of really great acts, full makeup, full costumes, really great group. And they have been trying to get more involved with the community, gain more attention with what they're doing. So they actually hosted a family fun night at the Indio Performing Arts Center in Indio on August 1st. This was the first time I'd ever gone to the Indio Performing Arts Center. It was a really nice location, spacious, had a stage. The walls were all painted black, so it definitely has a theater feel to it. But the performers of Flowbox did a really great performance. It was more oriented towards kids. They did coloring, but it was really fun for everybody. I had a great time. They had hula hoops on the ground so that you could just pick up a hoop and start hula hooping. They also had a photo booth set up so you could actually stand in front of cameras. There was lighting, and your photo was taken and printed out right there. So that was a lot of fun. But the performers of Flowbox did a full performance where they did clowning, did hula hooping, juggling, stilt walking, and it was just really great fun. And I really promote them, and I really want them to gain recognition, because if they do that, then hopefully maybe they can host a program up in the Morongo Basin. And I just think that would be a really great thing for the kids up in this area, and not even for the kids, but for the parents and for people who are looking to expand in performance and performing arts. So in India, it was one of their introduction events for kids in the community, and it was a lot of fun, and I just really wish the best for them in growing the services or the events that they're hosting for the community. And I'll just throw this in really quickly. I also attended the Morongo Basin Free Thought meeting. I'm not sure how many of you are aware. There is a Morongo Basin Free Thought group in the area. They do meet up once a month. I don't have so much detail about the specific events that they host, but I know, I'll just be kind of vague about this, that I know there are some of you in the area who do not really support religious belief, or you're just not religiously affiliated. And so the Morongo Basin Free Thought group is a group to go to if you enjoy conversing with people who are, I guess, more open about that topic. And so again, this group meets up once a month. They met up at the Marouge Coffee House. They are looking for another location, but it is an interesting group to speak with. And they are knowledgeable of other groups outside of the Morongo Basin as well. You can message me if you would like to know more about them, and I will point you in the direction of the Morongo Basin Free Thought Group. Finally, I'm going to just cover some articles that I came across on the High Desert Star. This sounded pretty interesting. The article was published on Friday, July 31st, and the title is Slackers Make It Look Easy. Here's what the article says. Slacklining is the art of walking and doing tricks on what amounts to a really long tie down. Many slackliners will pick a span that is hundreds of feet off the ground, and most use a safety line when attempting the high lining stunt. Urban liners pick a spot in the city or in the park and set up a line closer to the ground for obvious reasons. Gus and Elodie Johnson and Neil Runquist chose Monday afternoon to show off their skills at the Yucca Valley Community Center. I personally have heard of slacklining, or I've known of it for some time now. Some of you may be aware of it, some of you maybe not, but slacklining is where, I don't know much about it. I could possibly be explaining this incorrectly, but my knowledge of it is that there is a line tied up usually between trees or posts, two posts, and it's just so tight that you can actually walk on it. It's obviously very challenging to do. It takes a lot of practice. I have practiced where you walk on the line, you can balance yourself, and you can balance while you're walking, or you can sit down and actually balance yourself on the line. I've seen people do this. It's absolutely amazing. I've even seen slacklining videos on YouTube of slackliners walking in really dangerous areas. They'll set up their line at really high heights and on rocks, no safety line, and they just love pressing the limits, and they love being in this kind of dangerous situation. But at the same time, it's very beautiful. It's very beautiful to see slackliners, and slackers, they call them, and to see them balance walking on a line. And it's an interesting thing to regularly practice. So I thought that was interesting to hear that they'll be at the Yucca Valley Community Center, and it should be interesting to see. There's no more information about it in terms of who to contact or anything, but I know that with the rock climbing community up here, rock climbing is obviously really big. Rock climbers sometimes have an interest in slacklining as well, because again, there are slackers that do set up at national parks or set up at scenic locations, and they just love to, they love the heights, and they love to press the limits again. So that should be a lot of fun. On July 30th, 2015, the High Desert Star published an article, and the title is Bighorn Desert View, Water Agency Limits Water Use. So I'll just read through this quickly. Bighorn Desert View Water Agency Board of Directors voted 5-0 Tuesday night to adopt a new ordinance in connection with Governor Brown's emergency drought declaration. Because Bighorn Desert View is a special water agency, the board could choose to reduce water consumption by 25% or enact a water conservation plan that includes new restrictions. Because daily water consumption was already less than 100 gallons per person, the board chose to adopt new conservation measures and commit to a long-term water conservation plan. Board President Judy Coral Lorono said it is too much to expect people who are already doing everything they can to conserve water to use 25% less. I think our customers do a good job of conserving right now. We don't have the luxury of wasting water in the area, and our customers know that. General Manager Marina West was quick to point out that the people of Landers know the cost of water and don't use a large amount outside of their homes. I think our customers really feel it in the pocketbook when they use too much water. West said, we don't have a lot of green landscaping out here, and it would be very difficult to reduce usage by 25%. West also pointed out that evaporative coolers use a lot of water on dry, hot days. The water that we are taking, that we are talking about, isn't the water that is coming out of the cooler. West said, we are talking about the water that is being evaporated into the air. On a hot summer day, a swamp cooler can pull between 3 and 10 gallons in an hour. Board adopts new measures. The new measures, which are now in effect, include only watering landscape between 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. and not more than twice a week. Watering is not allowed within 48 hours of measurable rain and may not cause any runoff into adjacent roadway. All leaks to indoor plumbing and fixtures must be repaired promptly. A vehicle may only be washed with a hose equipped with a shutoff valve or a water-filled bucket. Decorative fountains may only be filled if they have a recirculating water system. Customers are encouraged to install water-efficient landscaping. Penalties have been put in place for violations of any of the conservation measures. A first and second violation in a 12-month period carries the penalty of a written notice of noncompliance. The violation would draw a fine of no more than $100, while fourth and subsequent violation would draw a fine of no less than $250 and no more than $500. Good to know. That is interesting, about a 25% reduction. When it is pointed out generally up here in the Morongo Basin that there is less water consumption compared to other parts of California, especially when comparing to the Coachella Valley. But that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you would like to know more, please visit my website, laurenlofthehighdesert.com. And again, you can contact me about promotion options for your business or your service, whatever it is, just let me know. And if there's something that I didn't cover that you feel that I should be giving more attention to, then you can contact me as well. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great week.